570, extend contract with Schneider Electric Systems USA, Inc. for the supervisory control and data acquisition system upgrade and increase compensation amount in the amount of $826,335.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, this contract amendment is for the Portland Water Bureau to upgrade their existing software that allows Water Bureau operators to make adjustments to our drinking water infrastructure, such as adjusting valves and turning pumps on and off. The upgrade is also necessary to continue to receive security patches that prevent cyber attacks. Here with us today are Mike Stewart, Portland Water Bureau Director, and Chris Wanner, Water Group Manager for the Portland Water Bureau. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Supervisory control and data acquisition, I'm not sure that's really any clearer than SCADA. It is, however, a very important item in operating the Water Bureau. What we're looking to do today is two things. We need to extend the term of the contract to December 2019, and second, in this amendment, authorize the expenditure of $817,696. We're doing another thing that's important in this particular contract. In the past, we have done the O&M as one contract and the system upgrades as a separate contract. At the suggestion of Mr. Palat, whom I should have invited to stay, and BTS, we've decided to combine them into one contract and spread the cost over the time period. This thing will be building upgrades into our O&M system, and the upgrades needed on this are to run on the Microsoft server. It is a separate computer system, but it has to run on the existing servers. So we need upgrades to keep up with the city's upgrades of the servers. We need to be able to comply with Windows 10 because this thing runs in the background and we use Windows 10 and so on for it to operate. There's a variety of upgrades to the SCADA system contract itself. We've been using this system for about 30 years in various names. Last name was Telvent. They were bought by Schneider Electric, and hence you see the name, but it's the same computer system that we have always had. We have a whole bunch of security patches that go on. This is very, very frequent. You don't see this stuff, but we see a lot of stuff from UASI about various cyber attacks in water systems, and we try and stay ahead of those. Besides the upgrade aspect, this thing is also our O&M contract for the Telvent system. They've been with us, as I said, almost 30 years. Their engineers have extensive experience with our system, both the operating system, the tanks, and so on, and provide 24/7 support. Why this is so important is in a lot of our valves and machinery and so on, we have PLCs, programmable logic controllers, and the SCADA system talks to those, gives the instructions out for raising and lowering tanks and so on. And it also communicates with the remote terminal units, RTUs, that we use to actually operate the system in various locations. We have stuck with this system because it's approved. It's kind of a sole source system, and it's one of those things that's approved by both procurement and the chief technology officer. That is about what I can tell you. Chris may have more wonky things. He can answer your questions.
Mike or Chris, I have a question. On Friday, when we detected a small leak in one of our conduits, was that a sensor that went off that then showed up in on our computers, or is that an example of something where technology helps us identify problems?
So current technology would not pick up something like that, although as technology advances, we're constantly looking at systems that may detect those types of anomalies in our system. That was actually picked up by one of our colleagues at Gresham, worked for the city of Gresham. They noticed the water in the street.
They saw the water in the street?
Yep.
Mayor, this is just the old-fashioned way. Kind of a coincidence, but shortly after the news flash last Friday about the terrible events that occurred at Portland State University, we got word that there was a small leak in one of our conduits. You know, and in moments like that, when you're not quite sure what's happening in one place and you start to think, is there any potential connection, and are these related events or coincidental? Mike's team jumped on it and was able to do a site inspection and determine that, in fact, these are completely unrelated. This was just a sort of an anomaly. And one of the things that was, I guess, comforting was to learn that the pipe that had the leak was actually buried pretty deep. So it would have been extraordinary for someone to be able to actually cause that leak. But you never know. And, you know, it was just an example of a heightened state of alert that occurred once the news flash went out about what happened at the Urban Center.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item, Sue?
No one signed up.
Great. Good presentation. Thank you for making that understandable to me, even. Mm-hmm. So that was great. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item